Charges dropped on Jack Callahan, Fox News, against a New York City convenience store worker who'd been charged with murder for stabbing to death a man who'd attacked him.
New York City's DA, Alvin Bragg, has dropped charges against that bodega worker by the name of Jose Alba. He was simply working at the bodega in New York when, after a dispute, he became the victim of a vicious attack from which he defended himself, resulting in the stabbing death of his assailant, a response that clearly, based on the video evidence, was not what Alba had in mind. Alba said, "I don't want a problem." Well, he got plenty of it when Austin Simon cornered him and attacked him. Alba was also attacked by Simon's girlfriend.
Fox's Kevin Cork reports the girlfriend was never charged. District Attorney Alvin Bragg says he could not prove that Alba wasn't justified in using deadly force. On Capitol Hill,
yays are 267 and the nays are 157. The bill is passed.
The House passing a bill to protect same-gender and mixed-race marriages. It has virtually no chance in the evenly divided Senate, but will generate roll-call votes, which will likely become election year campaign fodder. In Tuesday's primary election in Maryland, Dan Cox, Donald Trump's endorsed candidate, has won the GOP nomination for governor over Kelly Schultz, who was Governor Larry Hogan's choice. In baseball's All-Star Game, the win streak continues.
Classe is ready. His 1-2 pitch to Jake Cronenworth. Got him! Posse strikes out the side in the ninth inning. And the American League wins the All-Star Game for the ninth consecutive season.
Joe Davis with the call on Fox as the American League beats the National League 3-2. Giancarlo Stanton of the New York Yankees was named the game's most valuable player. Wall Street up sharply Tuesday with its best day in more than 3 weeks. The Dow gaining 754 points, NASDAQ 353. The S&P 500 closing 105 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Opening statements Tuesday in the federal contempt trial of former White House advisor Steve Bannon.
Federal prosecutors painted a picture of Steve Bannon as someone who blatantly ignored the requests for documents and a deposition by the January 6th committee. Bannon and his team left the courthouse after his attorneys asked to delay the trial by a month after the judge allowed new government evidence. The judge again rejected the request to delay the trial. Prosecutors began telling the jury that Bannon chose to show his contempt and decided he was above the law. Bannon is charged with two counts of criminal contempt of Congress. Each charge could land him from 30 days to a year behind bars.
Fox's David Spunt. Excessive heat warnings have been expanded from central Texas to western Tennessee, with high heat advisories in parts of six other states impacting more than 100 million Americans. Russellville, Arkansas is forecast to hit 115 degrees on Wednesday. Britain recorded its highest temperature ever on Tuesday at 104 degrees Fahrenheit. The Centers for Disease Control has signed on to the Novavax coronavirus vaccine for adults. It's based on more traditional vaccine technology. The head of the Food and Drug Administration is asking for an outside review of the agency's food and tobacco programs.
The review comes after months of criticism over how the FDA handled a nationwide shortage of baby formula and reviews for electronic cigarettes. Commissioner Robert Califf saying fundamental questions about leadership and other issues in the agency's food program need to be addressed after a slow response to contamination problems at the nation's largest baby formula plant. Meanwhile, the FDA's tobacco arm is struggling with a backlog of applications for vaping products, and its recent attempt to ban all e-cigarette products from Juul quickly evaporated. Califf says a non-governmental research group created by Congress will convene experts to deliver evaluations within 60 business days. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.